my utmost for his highest. October the 25th. The eternal crush of things. In 1 Corinthians 9:22 we read, I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. A Christian worker has to learn how to be God's noble man or woman amidst a crowd of ignoble things. Oh, never make this plea, if only I were somewhere else. All God's men are ordinary men made extraordinary by the matter that he has given them. Unless we have the right matter in our minds intellectually and in our hearts affectionately, we will be hustled out of usefulness to God. We are not workers for God by choice. Many people deliberately choose to be workers, but they have no matter in them of God's almighty grace, no matter of his mighty word. Paul's whole heart and mind and soul were taken up with the great matter of what Jesus Christ came to do. He never lost sight of that one thing. We have to face ourselves with the one central fact, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Jesus said, I have chosen you. Oh, keep that note of greatness in your creed. It is not that you have got God, but that he has got you. Here in this world, God is at work, bending, breaking, moulding, doing just as he chooses. Why is he doing it? We do not know. He is doing it for one purpose only, that he may be able to say, this is my man, my woman. We have to be in God's hand so that he can plant men on the rock as he has planted us. Oh, never choose to be a worker. But when God has put his call on you, woe be to you if you turn to the right hand or to the left. He will do with you what he never did with you before the call came. He will do with you what he is not doing with other people. Let him have his way.